Cougie.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
That's it.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
Buzz! It's all about the buzz.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They're not dumb. They're stupid.
Thank you.
Don and Mike.
All right, Buzzy, here we go. A slightly truncated newscast. Well, because, you know, Rob's generous scrotum and everything.
Yes, yes, his troublesome generous scrotum.
I think between Gibbs giving it up today and Rob's vasectomy, we're just jam-packed, aren't we?
It was quite a show. Quite a show, and I'm still feeling queasy.
Hi there, Buzz. How the heck are you?
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm well.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Still, continuously. And by the way, if you were somehow able to avoid it today, the big news here locally is that Washington Redskins head coach Joe Gibbs has retired.
Incredible!
He made the announcement this afternoon saying at the age of 67 he wants to spend more time with his family.
No, the reason is he's an anti-Semite.
I didn't have that.
That's your own conspiracy theory, and you should write it up and put it in the Washington Post.
Gibbs will stay with the team as an advisor, continue to run his NASCAR team. He's one of three NFL coaches to ever win at least three Super Bowls and the only one to do it with three different quarterbacks.
Hey, listen, we had the Fire Joe Gibbs Now website about six weeks ago. I don't think there would be anybody listening. Myself, I'll be the leader of this parade. That guy did a magnificent job after Sean Taylor died.
Yes, he did.
Really,
yes,
a magnificent job, and I know that they won four games. They lost the playoff game. It's not really win and lose. I got a lot more respect for Joe Gibbs after that happened.
Yeah, and you know, who knows? Once you do get into the playoffs in the NFL, you never know what can happen. I think you have to look at the season as a success for Joe Gibbs going out there. And I think maybe he knew that a little bit. I mean,
must,
you know,
change the website now. Bring back Joe Gibbs.
I like that.
We can change it in a moment. We'll do it.
Rob, for God's sakes,
hey, look who's back.
Be a friend.
All right.
Just step
You'll
away.
Never know what I was going to say.
Oh, gosh. Oh dear. There won't be any sleep in the O'Mara house tonight.
How will we live with that suspense? Yes.
Secret Service has beefed up its protection of Barack Obama now that he's the Democratic frontrunner.
Even he wanted you to step away. Did you see that?
He wants to talk about this candidate named Obama.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't like him.
I know you don't, but he now has
this is Robert the Mailman.
Nearly as many Secret Service agents surrounding him as does President Bush. These agents are accompanied by bomb-sniffing dogs. Quoting a Princeton political science professor, for many black supporters, there's a lot of anxiety. He'll be killed. Officials won't say if there's been a specific threat, but they say they have been tracking chatter.
God, I hate to hear that.
On white supremacist websites.
And I have heard it, too, and you do think about it. And, you know, especially when you see him speak. And you, it reminds me, and I'm old enough to remember when I was a little kid, 1968, and some of the speeches that you hear. Mm-hmm. Really, and he's been compared with his speaking to both Bobby Kennedy and Martin Luther King, and it's frustrating.
To be absolutely honest, he's compared himself. Others have as well. I just want to say.
I mean, when I heard him after Iowa, that's what I thought I was listening to, I don't know, I feel uneasy, I hate that feeling. I truly do, and I don't even like to think about it.
If you type the phrase "assassinate Obama" into a Google search bar, as apparently one reporter did, you will get more than 2,000 results. A Clinton supporter yesterday introduced her by noting the comparison between Obama and John F. Kennedy, and that Kennedy had in fact been assassinated. Now, the Clinton camp has since called that remark inappropriate. For what it's worth, Barack Obama is also extremely popular in Germany.
Hey, Rob!
The Germans like him.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Germans like him not just because he opposes the war in Iraq, but because he reminds them, they say, of John F. Kennedy.
Have they seen a picture?
Hillary, on the other hand.
Hillary reminds them of who?
Helga from American Gladiators.
From Hogan's Heroes. Hillary's fighting just to keep her campaign alive. Although her people officially say she's in the race to stay, there have been reports she's having trouble raising new money and that she may have to withdraw. In addition to her tearful speech yesterday, Ms. Clinton was heckled by two men who shouted, "Iron my shirt." Ah, the remnants of sexism, said Hillary. Alive and well.
Man, that must have been northern New Hampshire where they got those guys.
We got a slick Willie. Here's Bubba talking about Hillary.
We can't be a new story. I'm sorry.
There's nothing we can do. I can't make her younger, taller, male. There's lots of things I can't do. But if you want a president and you need one, she would be by far the best.
What an endorsement. I can't make her younger, and I can't make her male.
Can't make her male.
I like if you need a president.
If you need one.
Hey, do you think, like I thought, maybe there's just a little bit of Bubba that's kind of going, yeah.
There's not a little bit of him. You think, there's a you think lot so? Of him. Yeah. There's a lot of him going.
Yeah. She's not me.
Couldn't do it.
You thought because I let her give me that knobber that you'd get the job.
You think you're me.
You're not.
No, you're not. Now, come on, cook me something.
Iron my shirt.
Come on, dear.
And then there's New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and the increasing speculation he'll run as an independent.
I think that would be wonderful.
A lot of people do.
Wonderful.
He's expected to make that decision within the next 8 weeks. Marvelous. In the meantime, he's meeting.
Run, Michael, run.
With supporters in Oklahoma. Baseball's Roger Clemens has agreed to talk to Congress about the steroid accusations, but would he be willing to take a lie detector test?
Buzz, thoughts on this as well?
Yes?
You know, Mike and I both thought, originally saw Roger Clemens,
uh-huh,
liar, liar, pants on fire.
That was your sense of it? Yes.
And last night after we got off the air, I went home and I heard the phone call with Roger Clemens and the guy.
That's just terrific exculpatory evidence, isn't
and
it?
And the thing that struck me when I'm listening to this, what is it, like a 15-minute phone call?
Yeah, long, and they edited it down to about 8 minutes on
Roger Clemens never just comes out and says, why did you lie about me taking steroids?
Never
it was that. So obvious that Roger Clemens was a guy that was taping this guy, hoping to get something from him. Uh-huh. But he wasn't going to. You know, it's too calculated. It's too calculated.
So mad. Roger Clemens is still pissed off every single day.
I got another asinine question the other day about the Hall of Fame. You think that I played my career because I'm worried about the damn Hall of Fame? I could give a rat's about that also. If you have a vote and it's because of this, you keep your vote. I don't need the Hall of Fame to justify that I put my butt on the line and I work my tail off. And I defy anybody to say I did it by cheating or taking any shortcuts.
Great article in the Boston. I think it's Boston Herald today. Guy talking about Roger. Roger was all about the conflict. He's all about the battle.
Sure.
And that's really where his mind might be now.
I would have believed him if the day after the Mitchell report came out, mm-hmm, if he jumped on top of the highest mountain and was screaming, you know, whenever that was. But there was like 2 weeks afterwards.
Yeah, and all the stuff that you hear and everything we see, it's tough to stomach. It's really hard to say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, he's not guilty. It's just there's too much stuff out there.
I'm going to Congress, and I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell everything that I know about the situations and steroids and anything else that I have knowledge about.
Well, you know, he better be very careful. That is a
he is really
slippery,
cock of the walk. He
that
really is
a slippery slope. I mean, you better be sure that you didn't do jack S.
Yeah, you start messing with the Congress. They've got this little organization called the FBI where they can find a lot of stuff.
And they
out.
Got that whole Rafael Palmero shaking the finger thing and Marion Jones. And I think as a society, aren't we now really ready just to say, you know, like Andy Pettit, Mike.
Andy Pettit, I'm not even thinking about. You know,
right.
Andy Pettit, I respect him for what he did. It was the era they were all
you
doing
are.
It. Jerry Remy, the Red Sox analyst, said the other night, you know, if he'd had it available to him back then, he, mm-hmm, you know,
why
who knows?
Why didn't Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit, I'm not a baseball fan like you, but I've read, he's like Roger Clemens' best buddy, right?
Yeah, they train together, and that's another thing.
If Andy Pettit comes out and says, hey, the guy shot me with HGH twice,
uh-huh,
why doesn't Clemens just do the same thing and just put this behind us?
Well, you know, the thing, what it says to me is either the arrogance of, you know, Roger thinking, hey, I'm going to take these people on, I'll take them all, it's his word, uh-huh, against mine, or, you know, and you do have to hold that out because there is still the chance that maybe he's telling the truth.
Nah, but the thing is, Mike, you and I have been in it before,
mm-hmm,
not with steroids, but just in general. You know, you reach a point when you lie, and then you get caught in the lie, and you realize, oh, my God, I'm having to lie to lie for my lies. And now he's so deep in this. He
can't get out of it.
He is so on the offense that he better have never taken a bear aspirin.
Yeah, because otherwise he's going to be in deep kimchi with this.
When he talks like about being in the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm, that's where, I mean, he's so overly defensive.
Yeah, and angry, and just like, it's a very strange situation.
Latest effect of the TV writer's strike, the Golden Globe Awards show has been canceled and replaced by a primetime news conference announcing the winners. NBC plans to fill the rest of Sunday night with showings of American Gladiators, which, thanks to the strike, drew the biggest audience for any premiere this season.
Okay. Right, brother.
You know what you said? I'm beginning. Because now what they're doing, they're going to the well too many times. Mm-hmm. They're going to saturate us with this, and it's going to be overload too quickly.
It will be a quick, a very fast, very hot burn, and then goodbye.
And it's official. To fill the programming void during the strike, CBS is bringing the critically acclaimed series Dexter to regular free TV.
Hey, if you get a chance to see it, it's a great show.
And you can go ahead and cancel your Showtime subscription while you're at it. Yeah, the Serial Killer series will air on Sunday nights.
Won't get to see the boobies.
And while the studios keep telling the writers they need to wait and see if there's any profit from internet TV, Microsoft has struck a deal with Disney ABC, NBC Universal, MGM, and Showtime for a new service to compete with iTunes. For money. Lots of it.
All right.
And finally, one person happy to see the end of 2007 was Dog the Bounty Hunter after his unfortunate comments about people of color.
Oh, that's right. I thought he was going to kill himself. No, I thought he had promised to kill himself.
He may be thinking about it again.
If we didn't forgive him, why did he do something again?
No, someone he knows did, though. 2008 didn't start much better with news that one of his fellow bounty hunters, one of his peeps, also named Chapman, has been arrested for this. Tim Chapman was busted in the parking lot of a mall in Honolulu for allegedly pleasuring himself inside his pickup truck.
I am McLovin.
A mall security guard says he asked Tim to get dressed and step out of the truck. Instead, the officer says Tim got dressed and drove away over a sidewalk and nearly hit the guard.
That's nothing like the other guy.
Tim, the bounty hunter, later turned himself in, his lawyer saying that Tim accidentally spilled orange juice on his pants and thought he had enough privacy to change the pants inside his truck.
This doesn't taste like orange juice.
He didn't drop the N-bomb either, though, right?
No. Either way, it was fresh squeezed.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh, no. Fresh squeeze makes me think about him again.
It does. It went full circle.
It all comes back.
Jesus. All right, everybody. Thanks for a good show. We will see you tomorrow with another new one. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hi there.
Want to come to my house tonight for dinner? I'm making spaghetti.
Look at that. That's second to be boys dancing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.